I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox & Roach Realtors. I'm available to help you with all your real estate needs in Central New Jersey. Please email me at deb.thevoiceofrealestate@gmail.com. You can also call me at 609-213-1900. Not looking for a home in New Jersey? I can refer you anywhere in the United States. I'm happy to help you. I'm here for you. Good Sunday morning to you. It's Debbie Lang, the voice of real estate, here on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey, the show that has experts that will enlighten you, educate you, and inform you on the latest news and things trending as it relates to homes and real estate. Well, I have to do another show on energy. With Hurricane Matthew in the Atlantic Ocean, how could you not talk about energy? Well, energy in the home is critical and really important. If you have positive energy in a home, you will have great health, you may have wealth and prosperity, and you certainly will have happiness. So I want to welcome to the show today, the voice of real estate, a really interesting and intriguing person. She's Ivy League educated. She has a master's in social work from Columbia University in New York. She's originally from Long Island in New York, and she is a published author of books as well. She is one that was voted the favorite energy healer in Natural Awakenings magazine for the Natural Choice Awards in Central New Jersey, North Central New Jersey. And she's really quite intriguing. She uses her skills and her education and what she had learned. She combines those social work skills with her gifts to help bring comfort and clarity to one's daily life. And a lot of people can seek her guidance, as she does a lot of things all over the state of New Jersey. She's been at the Short Hills Mall. She is up in Gillette, which I'll tell you about at the end of the show. If you really enjoy the show and you want to meet her in person, it's very easy to do. You can also do a Skype or a phone consultation with her. She's a really unique individual who is blessed with amazing gifts. Not all of us have these gifts, but if we tune in, sometimes you see things that happen in the world, that happen in your home, in your daily life, and you say, is that a coincidence? Or is there something more powerful out there that we can't see, we can't feel, we can't hear, and we don't really have an understanding of what it is? So on today's show, The Voice of Real Estate, I bring this wonderful, energetic, sweet, beautiful human being to our show. Welcome to The Voice of Real Estate, Joni Eisinger.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thank you for having me on today.
It's great to have you on the show. You have just a beautiful spirit and a beautiful energy, and you really help others heal. You are truly a healer, and you are an energy healer. So, Joni, let's talk about how you left being an Ivy educated with a master's in social work to do this kind of work with individuals.
Well, it wasn't easy, Debbie. My story is oftentimes likened to that of one who goes through a dark night of the soul. I don't know how many people are familiar with that term, but oftentimes a person might go to the depths of despair, where they're faced with their mortality and they don't know which door they'll go through, whether they will live or die, whether they will choose hope or fear. So my life was riddled with allergies. They started off with strawberry allergies and cat allergies, and I was very conventionally brought up. I was very, very much brought up to take medicine, and I went to doctors a lot, and I had quite a few bouts with facing my mortality with illnesses and surgeries. And I went through social work training, very much scientifically trained regarding what was observable and reportable. I was also religious, and I discounted anything that could not be seen. So I did not believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in anything energetic. And I would actually make fun of the term aura and chakra, which are spiritual terms. Well, the allergies progressed, and they became so acute that in 2003, I had an anaphylactic reaction to the chlorine in my town pool. And after that episode, I was no longer able to go in any home or any building unless I had a mask on. I somehow found my way to an international message board for people who have multiple chemical sensitivities, or MCS. And I learned more about this, and I rid my home of petrochemicals, and I had all natural cleaning products and cosmetics. And I was very limited. I could not open up windows or doors at that point, and I was homebound for 6 months. I could not take any medicine. At one point, I could only eat two foods, and at one point, I couldn't even drink water.
Wow.
So at this point, is it a coincidence? I say not. I was directed to an integrative doctor who then passed me on to a chiropractor who was doing energy healing. It took 5 phone calls until I could trust him coming to my home, and he just happened to live 15, 20 minutes away. He just happened to make house calls, and he started doing energy healing on me.
That's amazing.
He asked me whether I knew some of the quite famous PBS special folks like Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, and such. I didn't know any of them. And because of my religious background, I wouldn't go anywhere near anything that was not within the confines of my religion. But I started reading. And while I was reading, I began healing. At that point, I felt, well, he and I are hardwired the same way. This man is healing me. And he was doing distance healing on me. And at that point, I thought, well, I'm going to try things. I'm learning this from more and more spiritual books I'm reading. And then I did hands-on healing on my son. I put my hands on either side of his chest. The energy came out of my hands. I closed my eyes. I saw white light. I said, please heal this child of God, and he would stop coughing. I started doing remote healing on him by distance. And at that point, the gifts started coming in. I could channel departed ones and pets when people spoke about their beloveds that had departed. And I put pen to paper, and I started channeling via writing. That's called automatic writing. And then I became able to clear spaces and do readings for people where they would ask me any question, and I could channel answers.
That's amazing.
So I learned much.
Yeah.
Wait,
sorry.
And my entire paradigm shifted 180 degrees, and here I am today.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing what you can do with the energy. Now, it's interesting because ley lines are different all over the world. And a lot of people say that the vortexes are different in different cities, so people are attracted to a higher energy vortex. Can you explain that a little bit? What is significant about where you live in terms of the energy in the town or on the land where you live?
Okay, well, the first thing I'll say is that I did a bit of research regarding ley lines, and there were quite a few sites that were, they were put out by skeptics. So I must say first that the term ley line is controversial, and because they haven't been scientifically proven, there are those that might not believe that, in fact, these are energetic pathways that crisscross the globe. But I'm not here to prove an energetic pathway. I just describe what I have experienced and what I believe.
Sure.
So at ley lines, I believe, are electromagnetic forces that are wrapped around the globe, and they do intersect. So these are lines that carry quite a lot of beautiful energy. And where they intersect, you could call them a vortex, or you could call them a meridian. But where these spots, in fact, land, where they crisscross, or even where a line might lie along a home or a neighborhood, a playground, a school, or a church or such, oftentimes people have the opportunity for deep spiritual awakening. They can also experience creativity, feel a sense of peace and bliss.
And so the two places in the United
States, one vortex might be different from another. That is because not all energy is the same. So where one line might pass over one part of the earth and then connect with another, it's as if two people meeting up and then having an experience and then two two other people meeting and having yet another experience. It's that je ne sais quoi that you can't quite identify, but in fact, something really did occur. There was a happening.
Well, from what I understand, the real hot vortexes in the United States, some of them are like in Sedona, Arizona, Mount Shasta, California. Do you know of other ones around the country?
Well, I know that there are crystal caves that are in Arkansas. So they are underground. I believe that many of these vortices are along rivers and lakes. So I'm sure that along the Mississippi River, which is a very wide and long body, there are also many profound points, and also the Five Lakes. I believe that they also carry a lot of power as well. People tend to go upstate New York. They go down into the Smokies. People find their way to Utah and even Seattle. They go to, I'm sorry, I'm blocking. What is the name of the Mount St. Helens? People have even experienced spiritual awakenings at Mount St. Helens. So when you find these very important natural geological points, you often find ley lines and vortices.
There are beautiful parks near the Grand Canyon also. The Red Rocks, located in Nevada, there's some energy in those rocks. And as you said, the caves, right? There's energy that comes from these wonderful crystals, I guess. And they create an awakening and gives people clarity, I guess. And a lot of people find it extremely medicinal to be near the ocean, even though this week it's not a great place to be anywhere in the path of Hurricane Matthew. But it is a beautiful thing. It's something that is very attractive, and I find that shore properties, they always tend to go up. If you look at the 100-year history of the values of real estate, anything that is located in a prime location that have beautiful views of mountains and of the water, there's something about the mountains. Even when you go out to the desert in Nevada, in not only Nevada but also California, when you go out towards Palm Springs, you know, there was a time when only the movie stars from the Hollywood studios were only allowed to go within a certain amount of miles away from the Hollywood studios. So they went out into the desert. There's something beautiful about looking at mountains and a view, and people experience that, and they will only buy things. And even higher up in Colorado, where the air is completely different, you know, in certain towns and in, like you said, Utah, but also Colorado, I think. So there are different parts of the United States that are very attractive to people who are in tune to this sort of thing. And why is it, Joni, that people are not always in tune? They go about their daily life and they don't really pay attention to the differences. And if you really start to really hone in on the energy in your environment, it makes a big difference. Why is that?
Many people are socialized to believe that what they see before them is only what there is, and that people don't tend to talk about energy and frequency and what cannot be reported. Spirit, angels, ghosts, discarnates, that's another way of saying ghosts. And that when people are just talking about, let's say, purchasing a home, they might think about the school district, or they might think about transportation hubs, but they tend not to go inside and go into their gut and ask themselves how they feel. How does an area make them feel? So you might have a great resume for an area where you wish to reside, might have just all the great specs, but if the person then actually goes to that location and they feel nauseous or fearful or afraid in some way, they tend to discount that because that talk, that spiritual energetic talk isn't still yet so mainstream.
It's not. And what is stagnant energy in a home? Because, you know, every house tells a story. When I go out with buyers, I find that my foreign buyers, particularly those from Southeast Asia, they're very, very conscious of the feeling they get in a house. And they are looking for things that are lighter and brighter and that are facing in a certain way, which really goes down to Vastu or Feng Shui and how the sun and its earth access, you know, reaches the sun inside the home to make it lighter and brighter. But there can be stagnant energy in a home. Like when you walk into a house, if there was just a happy celebration in the home, you can feel the positive energy. And if there's a divorce in a home, you can actually feel that too. I can anyway, because I'm slightly one of those intuitive realtors you'll meet out there, because I have a little bit of an intuition out there. But what is the stagnant energy? And how do you, as a layperson, let's say, someone who's not as gifted as you, or maybe you can hone it in, how do you kind of decipher that from one home to the next?
Okay, well, I would say stagnant energy could be defined in two ways. One way is that there has been no change in that space. That space has remained status quo indefinitely, whether the blinds haven't been changed, the furniture hasn't been shifted around. The same routine has gone on in that home. Or the other definition would be is that what you had described where, let's say there's conflict, there is some type of an energy that is negative. There is residual sludge, let's say, that has been slopped around the area and it has not been diffused. So whichever the case it is, a person would want to change it up. Changing up a stagnant room or home isn't so difficult. You don't need a professional to do that. You can do that yourself. If it's a pleasant day, even if it's the winter, but you might not want to do it on a humid day where the energy might remain inside, open up the windows. Let the fresh air in. That I highly recommend. Open up the blinds, open up the curtains, and let sunlight in. Very, very purifying and uplifting. Also, clean the room. Why not? We can all do that. Get out the vacuum, get out the dust, the duster, and clean your space. Change the sheets. Throw out what hasn't been tossed a long time ago. And another thing, too, which can change stagnant space, when furniture and belongings have remained in one place for eons, make a blueprint in your mind of how you'd like to rearrange the furniture, that space. You don't have to go crazy with it. You don't have to make it completely different. But even taking something and putting it on an angle, moving the wastebasket over to the other side, however you wish to shift the energy, shift the third dimensional belongings, and you shift the fifth dimensional energy within.
Well, there are a lot of people out there that are hoarders, right? Because they're sentimental. They don't like to waste money. They paid a lot of money for something. They say, oh, I'll get use out of that one day. And getting rid of the clutter really shifts your mental energy, doesn't it?
Yes. Now, hoarding is a quite common mental illness. People would put that under a compulsive disorder. And oftentimes people who are, quote unquote, hoarders are people who are trying to fill in those holes, that emptiness within themselves. So if you take the empty space, a shell of a home, and then you put someone with an obsessive compulsive or a compulsive disorder within that empty space, and they start filling their home with what they wish they could fill with inside themselves, it gets pretty wonky. So the way that someone with a hoarding disorder could, in fact, fix the energy in their space, number one, it's very, very recommended that they get professional help. While they're getting assistance in that area, they can also start eliminating, and that would be with professional assistance, and then they would prioritize what is the least important to them, and they would start getting rid of that from their home. Now, one thing that I did learn on my on this wonderful spiritual journey of mine is that if you donate items, and this also relates to anyone, you don't have to be a hoarder. If you donate items and you then take them out of your home, you will receive in another form as an energy exchange. It could be a blessing. It could be a gift. It could be money. It could be an opportunity. It could be a sense of peace. It could be something that you would not expect, but the universe does balance that out. What you eliminate will come back in another way. If you sell the items that you are decluttering, that and you receive money for it, the energy exchange is complete.
Interesting.
So that is something that is important to note. Many people think that if they sell the item, they might receive something tit for tat.
Right.
But I tell people, you know, it's beautiful to give to the homeless and women's shelters, etc.
Absolutely.
And people in need. And in fact, you might be rewarded in life for having done that.
That's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Photographing something that you're going to miss but you don't really have any use for, so that you could at least remember it. That's one way.
Absolutely.
You can do that digitally now. It's so easy. Just have it on a little drive. And there is one other tip that I tell people. What, God forbid, would you take with you if a storm was to flood out your house? What mm-hmm. are the most important things that you just absolutely cannot live without? And then work your way backwards from there. And then people start to realize, well, you know, I really don't think I'll ever be a size 4 again. I'm happy being a size 8 or a 10. I can get rid of those clothes or donate it or get rid of it. But some people have the hope of getting back into the smaller clothes that they wore when they were in high school and they're middle-aged. So it's not going to happen necessarily. Plus, it's probably out of style anyway, or you could just really just get rid of it at this point. So antiques, that brings me to antiques. Do antiques tell a story? Can you bring some other kind of energy into your home by bringing in antiques? I have clients that are obsessed with antiques, and some of these are just so beautiful. And I mean, you can go to some great estate sales and garage sales and pick up some amazing things. I think you have to be careful what you pick up at these estate sales and garage sales also. So let's talk about antiques in the home.
Well, I think we'll say be careful who you bring home with you.
Interesting.
Who, not what.
Yeah.
So if we go into that spirit realm, some people do in fact believe that there are souls that do go to the afterlife, and that those that do not know that they have passed remain in a discarnate or ghost sense. So souls that have not gone to the light or gone home might in fact attach themselves to pieces of furniture, items that they grew very connected with, and they stick to them like glue. If they feel that there are negative experiences that are going on in their home, or not necessarily negative, but where they feel now that there is a presence in the home that was not there before, the chances are they have brought in an item where a lost soul is attached. So what I recommend to people is that they can do this on their own. They do not need a healer. You can always contact a healer for this, but I always suggest people try themselves first, is that if you believe that there is an attachment of a soul to your antique, to another piece of furniture or an item, that you just immediately, you send this soul to the light, and you do that by imagining that there is a portal to heaven, and that they are then sent and whisked home, because there's a beloved divine crew that's waiting for them to welcome them home. If people don't feel comfortable doing that, if they're afraid, there are many of us who do these rituals, and a person does not, in fact, need to be at the home in order to do that. Some practitioners do need to do that. I don't, but many of us can do that remotely. Because it doesn't mean give up your antique store that you've had for, you know, as your job, your beloved business forever. It means, again, what am I feeling? Not what do I see before me, which is that beautiful antique bureau, but when I'm by the bureau, how do I feel? What's going on emotionally? What's going on physically?
So you can feel the energy from that. They're not sleeping in the drawers, are they?
They might. They might reside within. They might reside on, and they might reside actually within the wood. There are so many things that are possible that are hard to conceive of here. But on the other side, there are so many fantastical things that we're able to do. But whatever the case, it's not to have fear. It's to really go inside and awaken yourself and say, well, how do I feel about this? It's something, you know, and not question what you are in fact sensing. Because these are divine gifts that we all have. We have our senses.
Very interesting. Okay, so I understand that some houses are built on subterranean streams, way underwater where the water table is kind of high. How does that affect the energy in a property?
Well, the belief is that where there are underground water reservoirs and streams, that they in fact carry a lot of powerful energy. So people who live over these waterways, these energy lines, they have increased chances of experiencing peace, again, spiritual enlightenment, bliss. They have the opportunity also for having forward movement, because water often represents fluidity.
Wonderful. Joni, great information. So if you would love to meet Joni Eisinger, who has a master's in social work and is very interesting and has some great insight to all kinds of things, she's going to be at the Myersville Inn in Gillette, New Jersey on October 22nd from 12 to 4. There are going to be all kinds of healers there. It's going to be a very interesting day there. You could look it up online. And if you want to learn more about Joni, you can go directly to her website and email her through there at joniswhitelighthealing.com. And she's written quite a few books that are available online on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you can look her up. And she is very interesting and available to help you heal your home. And if you would like to see an interesting energy, I will be hosting an open house today from 1 to 4 at 50 Coppermine Road, Princeton, New Jersey. That's located in Franklin Township in Somerset County. It's a lovely estate sale home on almost 4 acres of land. So if you love to garden and you want property, this might be the home for you, because the price is really good. It's under $400,000, right near downtown Princeton, not far. So I want to thank you, Joni, for being on The Voice of Real Estate today. Great insight, great information, as always.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a wonderful time.
Pleasure. This is Debbie Lang, The Voice of Real Estate on 920 The Jersey. Go out and make it a great fall Sunday. I'll see you next week right here at 9.
I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Fox & Roach Realtors. As a 5-star award-winning professional for over 25 years, I can help you with all your real estate needs. Whether you need to sell your home or want to buy a home, call me to find out why now may be the right time to make a move. My number is 609-213-1900, or you can email me at deb, the voice of real estate, at gmail.com.